as even royalty. Yet many of them were not happy, and they did not have the self-esteem that you would expect given their achievements. I would have been a millionaire then too if I'd had a pound for all the times they told me they felt they were fakes or frauds and were just waiting for it to all go wrong, and that despite seemingly having everything, they couldn't enjoy their lives or their success because they lacked confidence and they lacked self-belief. I learnt a lot from these people, and my program is going to give you the techniques that will allow you to believe in yourself, to like yourself, and to really feel good about yourself. You simply can't really have lasting confidence until you locate and remove the beliefs that make you doubt yourself. Once you've done that, once you've removed them, you can have the ultimate confidence, the kind of permanent, effortless confidence that becomes a part of who you are, that makes you like yourself and that makes other people like you. The major cause of lacking confidence is because at some level, we just don't feel good enough. Feeling not good enough is a horrible, pervasive feeling that we're always trying to compensate for by achieving more, working harder, looking better, getting better results. However, once you're free of this feeling and you can know with a kind of unshakable certainty that you are good enough, you no longer need to battle with the feeling as it will just no longer exist within you. Like many people, I started off quite well. My parents are pleased with their daughter. My grandmother always told me I was a genius. I even won a prize once for being the smartest person in my year, but somewhere it all began to unravel and I became insecure, self-conscious and absolutely lacking in confidence. It's odd to look back at the person I was then because now that almost seems as if I was another person. But I can remember what it was like to have low self-esteem and low confidence. And having gone from feeling I was never enough to now being more than happy with who I am, I want you to get the same results, and I know you can. Following the processes I'm going to describe will allow you to change your habits of thought and then your habits of action, so you make permanent emotional adjustments, ensuring you change from the inside as well as changing on the outside. I want you to think of it as a journey to fantastic inner confidence and to high lasting self-esteem. To get to your destination, you need to complete the journey. If you get off early, you'll miss the best bit. So I want you to do all of this program. Because the great thing about making mental changes is that it's free, it's instant, it's painless, it's easy. The adjustments and changes I will ask you to make are often quite small, but the benefits can be huge and life-changing. Now you're ready, here's the first step, step one. You have to adjust your attitude to get results. I like to think of confidence as a journey. We come onto the planet loaded with confidence, only to lose a lot of it during adolescence. We then spend many years trying to get it back, but we really don't know how to get it back. My program is going to do that for you. My program will give you back all the confidence that is your birthright. And the journey to retrieve it is simple, workable, and fun. As you change your attitude, your beliefs, your thoughts, and your language, you will dramatically increase your confidence permanently. None of us are meant to be insecure. We're not meant to be self-conscious, hiding ourselves away and not believing in what we have to offer. If you think of puppies or kittens or babies, they love themselves. The spiritual teacher Marion Williamson wrote, "You playing small does not serve the world. We're meant to shine as children do. And as we let our own light shine, we give others permission to do the same." So if you think of puppies or babies, we all like them because they like themselves, because they like life and they're in the moment and they're happy. You can be like that a lot of the time. And this program is going to show you how. One of the rules of the mind is that feelings will always overcome logic because they are so much more powerful. So it stands to reason that you have to change the feelings, not the logic. We have to change the feelings that make us hold back and fear taking risks or taking action. And this is exactly what you are going to learn to do and then going to do naturally. By changing the feelings about putting yourself forward, being the center of attention, speaking to strangers or asking for things that you need, those actions will cease to be a worry to you. And you'll find you can enjoy them. You can be at ease with attention just as a small